This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Back on Sports Talk here, we've been talking about LSU baseball getting ready to take on Arkansas. And it's the final weekend of regular season weekend that we'll get at the box. So shout out to the four seniors on the Tiger squad: Michael Braswell, Luis Hernandez, Dalton Beck, also Josh Pearson, who spoke to the media today. We'll hear from the West Monroe native right now as he gets ready for senior weekend at the box.
You've been here a long time, played against Arkansas a lot. What do you think of when you think of Arkansas and the program that they've got?
I mean, they're a great team. I think every year that I've played them, they've been a top 10 team. So they're always in the mix of it, of going to Omaha, super regional team, hosting, everything like that. So they're a great program. I've been able to play at their facilities twice. They have great facilities, great. I mean, their fan base is awesome. I mean, they get probably the second most rowdy bunch there behind Alex Box, of course. But, I mean, they're a great team. We're looking forward to playing them here.
Coach spoke was speaking to their talent, too. No matter who you guys recruit, they seem like they can counter who they want on the roster.
Oh, yeah, they got a lot of good guys. We got some guys who played in the Cape Cod League last year with some guys on their team. And so they kind of keep in touch. But, I mean, they got a great roster up and down, great pitchers, great hitters. I mean, they got guys that they can bring in off the bench, too, that will contribute to winning. So, I mean, it's going to be a good weekend.
You've also, like I said, seen enough ball to know that this is when things really get interesting around here. Right?
Yeah.
You kind of talk to some of the guys that haven't seen those moments, those Alex Box magic moments, you know,
that
kind of thing, and you're kind of like, hey, guys, it's going to be a little bit different this week.
Yeah. I remember talking to Luis right before the season started, and he said a big reason he came here was because of the atmosphere, and he was excited to play on opening day in front of all the fans and how crazy it would be. And I remember telling him that, like, it's nothing compared to what it's going to be towards the end of the year. And so I'm looking forward to it. I know everybody on the team is looking forward to seeing this place packed out this weekend and in the coming weeks. So,
you guys have had some troubles against lefties, particularly in SEC play. Is there anything you think you can locate to that, and how do you sort of adjust to that and moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, leaving the past in the past and, like, not letting the past failures, like, affect the future, and just knowing that we're going to train every day and, I mean, stick to our approach when we're at the plate, and, I mean, the ball will fall our way eventually.
Jay was saying, you know, a lot of this is just mental, coaching you guys up mentally throughout the week to just kind of get past some of these struggles. What does that, I guess, kind of entail in terms of just improving the mental side at that to get that to where y'all want it to be?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest thing for me is just kind of going up to the plate with a free mind, not thinking of anything except me versus the pitcher, not thinking about the defense or anything like that, just going up there to, I think Barry Bonds used to say, it's a chess match versus you and the pitcher. And, I mean, if you line out to the center fielder and hit the ball 110, you beat the pitcher in the one-on-one. So just trying to go up there and beat the pitcher in a one-on-one every single time.
You've got a lot in front of you, including probably postseason baseball here, but it is senior weekend. You'll be honored. You just tell me you're the last guy from your class.
Yeah. We have two other guys that were in my recruiting class but left, and then they've since come back, Grant Fontenot and Blaze Preacher. But, I mean, other than that, I'm the only one from my class that's been here for 4 years. So it's kind of a surreal feeling knowing that, I mean, this is going to be my last regular season weekend at the box. I mean, it's been a lot of fun. It's kind of flown by.
How do you feel about that? I mean, that's pretty rare, right? A guy that contributed for four straight years that's still here?
Yeah, I mean, it's been awesome. I mean, I got lifelong friendships that I've made since I've been here. And I mean, there's no place I'd rather be. If I could go back and do it all over again, I'd do it 100 times out of 100.
Is there one moment that sticks out to you that you will take away from playing here?
I mean, just kind of the locker room. That's probably the thing I'll miss the most is, I mean, just showing up 2 hours early to not do anything other than sit in the locker room and talk to guys. So, I mean, that's always been the most fun to me, road trips in the hotel room with all the guys. I mean, it's always been a lot of fun.
LSU senior outfielder Josh Pearson then talking about senior weekend coming up starting tomorrow. Hopefully the weather does not delay things too badly this weekend for the Bayou Bengals. We're going to take a break and be right back to close out Sports Talk. Stay tuned right after this on WWL. Winding down things on this Thursday edition of Sports Talk. Charlie Long, I know you've been crunching some numbers this right now about LSU baseball heading into the final two weekends of SEC play.
Yeah, it's not just me that crunched it. It's Inside LSU Baseball on social media had a great post that 15 wins for LSU right now. They're currently, if the season ended today and you're looking at Hoover, they would be the four seed, but only because of a tiebreaker with Georgia with head-to-head opponents. I talked a little bit about that the other day. Anyways, but they're still tied for third in the SEC right now behind Arkansas and behind Texas. Now, this is what's interesting. LSU's currently number 8 in the RPI with 3 quad 1 games left and 3 quad 2 games left. Quad one, obviously, against Arkansas, who's number 4 in the RPI, and South Carolina, who's number 65. Those are the quad two games. So either one of these will maintain their top 8 RPI. You either get one home win against Arkansas this weekend, and then you have to sweep against South Carolina in the series finale, the SEC regular season finale.
Right.
Or you pick up 2 home wins this weekend, and you win the weekend series against Arkansas, and then you pick up 2 road wins against South Carolina and pick up that weekend series against the Gamecocks in the, once again, season finale. Basically, the 19-win mark in SEC play, and we talked with Todd Walker about this last week, what is the magic number? 19 SEC wins will maintain LSU's top 8 standing in the RPI, and you've likely finished in the top 3 or 4 of the conference, and that should get you a top 8 national seed and the home path to Omaha, Steve.
How you feeling about this weekend, Charlie? I mean, it's really, I don't want to say bad timing because it's SEC teams. It's always tough matchups. But, man, oh, man, Arkansas scares the heck out of me coming into the box.
No, they're fantastic. And if it were my ranking, which, you know,
right.
The D1 guys watch a lot more baseball than me. So, you know, but just based off of what I saw from Arkansas last weekend, they feel like the number 3 team in the country at the very worst. And LSU kind of feels like they're closer to that 7th spot. It would be kind of a flip-flop of the rankings. At the same time, as Todd Walker had mentioned, you're at home for this weekend series, and that's fantastic. You don't have to go to Fayetteville in front of that raucous crowd. You have the Alec Box Stadium crowd that's going to be behind you all weekend long. That's a huge advantage. Playing at home in the SEC, you got to win 2 or 3 this weekend, Steve. Don't set it up where you have to go sweep South Carolina next weekend. Take care of business at home.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.